like one would be called, well, you didn't have any name for one. The one
G and Hall? Is that what you're trying to get to?
Well, yeah, you'd say that.
G in one way and Hall is another way. G, I think, is to the right and Hall is to the left.
I see. That was something you'd say to them, right? Any other sort of plows? What would you use to break the ground up real fine?
Now, they knew the people used to plow, because I never did plow a Mueller or anything, but they said, gee, boy, that Mueller know just as well what the thunder, Hall, they know which way they meant to go by. Of course, it's just the tone is what they get used to.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, how would you, can you tell me how you'd call your animals, how would you call your horse when you want to get him in from the field? Can you do it for me?
No, just whistle that, mostly when I would, or a dog or anything. Because I could holler pretty good as I called the dog.
For the horse.
Yeah.
Can you do it for me?
I usually just whistle at a horse, eh?
When you got on a horse and you wanted to get him started, what would you say to him?
Oh, I just say get up. Kind of like she's doing or something if you wanted to.
Yeah. Now, you might be just kind of plodding along, and then if you really wanted to get him moving, what would you say?
Oh, I just say get up, and you use your bridle reins, pop him with that bridle rein if you really wanted him to go.
Yeah. On a buggy, did you have anything?
Well, you'd have a whip, a little switch thing, because they used to have them, but...
Mobile 2, go ahead.
There's your man again.
My bete noir. Yeah,
10-4, that was all I played over.
Well, did you ever hear, when you're talking about riding a wagon, the horses in the back or the horses in the front of the team, would you ever hear of the saddle horse or the wheel horse or anything like that?
No, I think you're getting down.
Okay, well.
Something different.
Yeah, that was when you had two teams, one to be in the front to be called.
Well, I never have seen them where they work it down. I know what you're talking about. It's just like the Budweiser thing.
The class. What about
the way they had the four up there, all four of them right straight across where they used the four up there and breaking.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I realize now what you're saying when you're talking about that four up.
It means all four of them are right together.
Yeah, right.
Not two in front of each other. You have a great big long thing there with a double tree on both sides, and all four of them are pulling.
Did you ever used to break the ground up fine? What would you use to do that?
Do what now?
After you plowed, you might use
it. Use a harrow.
Okay, what kind?
Or a middle buster then. Of course, really, when you're breaking land, that middle buster is just to break out a row. But when you're flat breaking land, you use the turning plow.
Yeah.
But that was back there. Of course, when your tractors got the tractors, you had the disc plow, which was a breaking plow. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, some of those were really made into turning plow.
Mm-hmm. You know a lot about plowing, man. You never did it yourself?
No.
I guess you always.
I drove a tractor a little bit, but never with a mule or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when I was farming, though, when I started out farming, because we had a couple of tractors we did broke some land with, but most all of everything was done with mules to start off with.
Yeah.
It wasn't long till it got the tractors up.
That's something my brother always lords it over me. He knew how to drive a tractor and plant and plow, and I did. I never could, never knew how to do it.
Well, I drove a tractor some, but I never did drive any mules or anything.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about, did you have those big animals that they look like bull, like
oxen, you told me?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen oxen, but not around this part of the country. I never saw any oxen working here. I saw them over in the Fiji Islands.
Really?
No.
I meant to ask you, when you were in the Air Corps, where'd you go?
I was over in New Guinea and Australia over there, but New Guinea is where we